الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. In this, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala in His kindness and mercy, in His kindness and mercy has made 5 times namaz farz upon us. And the 5 times namaz, like in Fajr, 4 times we read Surah Fatiha. In Zohar, 10 or 12 times. Zohar, 4, Asr, 4 or 8 times. Like this, from almost 30 to 50 times, we read Surah Fatiha every day. So this is all to remind us all the time. The very first jumla in Surah Fatiha, Alhamdu, all types of praise. Ulama have written that whatever type of praise there can be envisaged, thought of, is included in there. Praises of one another, praises of something else, praises of whatever, all that belongs essentially to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just like the dua that Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha at'am wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa. All praise is due to Allah who gave me this food to eat. And He gave it to me without any effort from my own side. Similarly, clothes that we wear. Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha thawb wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa. All praise is due to Allah who gave me this clothes to wear without any effort from my side. So yeah, if we have to consider, a person might be a tailor himself. He sewed the clothes, so he says, I sewed it. Or he might be a person who manufactures material. So he did it with his own hands. He says, I did it. But the dua is, I didn't do it. I did no effort. Because whatever a person does, whether it is eating, cooking, to wearing clothes, sewing clothes, manufacturing clothing, all that, we have done it, we. And who made us? We didn't make ourselves. It's Allah who made us. And we can only work, we know, when we are healthy. If we are sick, etc., we can't work. Or many, many other conditions come when you can't work. And so the production doesn't take place. So it's only by Allah's help. So all, whatever is happening slowly. This realization, we're reading it 30, 50 times a day. May this realization come into us, that whatever there is only from Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. All good is from Allah. We spoil it with our bad, but good is only and solely from Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, what now if we have to consider, and nobody can ever even just cover the index of all the subjects. So many there are. Like for the world to be functioning, we have one family that is functioning. And usually the mother is running the affairs of the house, etc. The father aids also. He brings in the money, etc. And that's running. But to run a community, how much work is required? To run one shop of ours, and how much of effort is required? We know we have to be there. We have to be hands-on all the time. Then things get done. And to run a whole supermarket, to run a whole shopping center, all the different shops, to run a whole town, to run a whole country, whose work? Who can do all this? And that it is running all the time, in the whole world it is running. Whose work is it? And then again, that what we think about are only about the human beings. Then all the animals which are in that town. How many different departments, different types of animals, people who are so fond of their pets, and they go out of their way for their pets and looking after their pets also. There are goats being slaughtered, there are fowls being slaughtered, there are oxen being slaughtered. You can't, in the sense, you can't think about it. All that, the doer of all that is only Allah Ta'ala. And then again, not only that, all the plants which are growing, whatever type of flowers that they are growing, the vegetables that are growing, who is making all that grow? It looks like the farmer, it looks like the person whose garden it is, he's looking after it. But in reality, he can't look after himself also. It is only Allah who is doing everything. And then again, all the insects again. So you can't, if the lust just does not get finished, and in each lust, there are so many lusts which are again innumerable, unlimited, there are lusts there. So all that, alhamdulillah, all types of praise is only for Allah Ta'ala. Lillahi, for Allah. Allah is that being who is since ever, forever. Allah is that being, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, that Allah Ta'ala is the one. One, that there is no second of the one. There is no female of the one. There is no diminutive of the one. Nothing whatsoever, He is one. And Allahu Samad, Allah is totally, totally independent. Allah is not in need or in dependent of anyone whatsoever. Allahu Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad. Allah was not, doesn't give birth to, no one was born from Allah, and Allah was not given birth to by anyone. Allah is that being that has been since ever. So the question to ask, who created Allah, doesn't exist, because Allah has been since ever. So Allah is forever. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there is no one that has any similarity to Allah. Allah is totally unique, totally different. So great is Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi, Rabbil Alameen. Rabb, Allah is the Rabb. The one, Rabb is the one who brings you into existence from non-existence, which is also a quality, again, only of Allah Ta'ala. There is nobody else, nobody who can bring something into existence from non-existence. A manufacturer, all he can do is use raw materials and manufacture. And then a person who assembles some things, an assembly plant, they get all the different parts from different places and they assemble and put it together. But the being who brought it into existence from non-existence. And we all know that the people of the world, how many times they get together, they have meetings. And the subject of the meeting is rubbish. That is all this dirt, filth which it comes, how to dispose of it. That's the subject. That now there is so much of all this, refuse, so much of refuse. Where must we? Dumping places are full. Now where must we go and dump it? Dump it in the sea. Where must? So the whole subject is just rubbish. Refuse they're talking about. So and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that only one being. That things which are in existence, He makes them into non-existence. It's an impossible thing for us. It's only possible for Allah Ta'ala. Allah doesn't have to worry that now there's so much of refuse in the world. There's so much of the fuel, the cars, fuels, the carbon dioxide of the cars, etc. And the factories. Governments are worried. Where there are factories, there's so much of waste there. Sometimes they pump it into the rivers which are flowing there. They pump it into the land which is there and destroy the land, etc. Allah doesn't have to. So Allah Ta'ala, who is Allah Ta'ala? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Alameen of all the realms. What we can talk, and we can talk till Qiyamah, and each one of us can talk till Qiyamah, we can't cover all that Alameen, all the different realms, all the different aspects of the greatness, of the wonders of Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. So our starting of namaz is like that. But unfortunately, we don't pay no attention. We all have read it now, Isha time also, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Those of us who were fortunate and made 17 Isha, 17 Surah Fatiha we read. Those who read only nine times, and that is also not a little. 9 times we read Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But we didn't touch the subject even in the least, but didn't come near the subject at all, that who is Allah Ta'ala. And that is still just the first sentence of Sab'i Masani, of the 7 often repeated verses. That is only the first one still. And there is so much of detail in there. And then for what the thing to understand, when we read the whole surah, and then we come towards the end of the surah, or we come to the end, and we read at the end that we go in sajda at the end, not the surah, but that is the beginning of namaz we read, and at the end of every rakat we make sajda. And then the sajda, we make 2 sajdas. And it is narrated that أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ السَّاجِدُ. The person is the closest to his Rabb, that person who is in the state of sajda. So in the state of sajda, now think of that Allah, who is that great, great, great being. And now you are the most closest to him. There is nobody else who is more closer to Allah. You can't be more closer to Allah than when you are in sajda. And now when you are saying, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Allah Ta'ala, you are the most high, you are the greatest, you are the most honorable. So when you are repeating it, a minimum 3 times you are saying it. So that being that is so great, now you have the honor, you have the opportunity of being so close to him. Don't we all desire to be close to somebody who is beloved, somebody who is very rich? I wish I had contact with that person. Somebody who got great authority in a government position, top position. So if I could have connection with him, somebody who is the owner of this big business, I want a job in this business. I want to sell some goods to them. I want to make some deals. So if I had a contact with them, a contact with Allah, and Allah is offering free of charge, adhan, Allah makes the muadzin give that. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, how beautifully he explains. He says that the ashiqana tarjuma, the tarjuma, the translation of love, of hayya ala salah, come for namaz. What is the love? Translation of love is that, oh my bandas, I am thinking of you, make your wuzu and come quickly, I am waiting for you. Like somebody announces that I am waiting for you. The person and who you really want to be with, and he tells you, I am waiting for you. Just get ready, make your wuzu. Get ready and come. So Allahu Akbar, Allah gives each one that, and adhan is for everyone. It's not that only for the rich, they can only hear the adhan. Or only they are allowed to respond to the adhan. Or only for the men, women are not allowed. Or only for the learned, the unlearned are not allowed. No, for everyone. And every individual, no matter who he is, what his condition is, he has the opportunity to become here in this world. Hardly, very few people get the opportunity to become close to somebody who is in some high position, authority, etc. But to become close to Allah, Allah is giving it to all of us. And all this is hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until maut comes. When maut will come, your wish to make one more sajda will not be allowed. How fortunate are not those people whose maut comes in sajda, while they are in their close position to Allah, and maut comes to them. Allahu Akbar. May Allah out of His kindness bless us all with such mubarak maut. So anyway, so in that condition of sajda, then now you are saying three times minimum normally, and you are now the closest to that greatest being. And without having spent a cent also really, without really, you didn't have to get a visa, a passport, you didn't have to travel long, book a ticket or anything. You just come to the masjid, or wherever you are, and you are making your namaz, and what to say when this is at tahajjud time, whom Allah Ta'ala gives that tawfiq, and at tahajjud time he's so close to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has been very, very merciful to us, and we are having this opportunity since when? There are many amongst us who are sitting here, we are around about 50 years. We're making namaz perhaps since the age of 30, since the age of 20. 30 years we are making, and we have this opportunity every day, how many times? We're having the opportunity, but we're not appreciating it. We're just letting it go. And the whole of namaz is power-packed like that. The whole of our deen is power-packed like that. Whether it is Ramadan, with all the beauty and enjoyment of Ramadan, whether it is Zulhijjah, whether it is Hajj, whether it is giving of zakat, whatever, Allah Ta'ala has kept all this. So when a person says, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, O Allah, you are pure, Subhan, the meaning of Subhan, Allah reward our shaykh, Jazawmullah khair. And we don't know how to be thankful to Allah that Allah gave us the opportunity to be in the company of our shaykh. That Hazrat explained the meaning of Subhan. Usabbihu Allah anin naqaisi kulliha. That I declare that Allah has got no weakness whatsoever. Fault is out of the question, and it is a disrespect, in fact, that we use the word fault with regard to Allah. There is no question of it. Allah doesn't become old. Allah doesn't become weak. Allah doesn't become sickly. Nothing whatsoever. Subhan. Subhan Rabbiyal. Rabbi. And yeah, in the ruku and in sajda, when we get up from ruku, we say Subhan, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah has heard the person who said, who has praised Allah Ta'ala. There it is, Sami Allahu liman hamida. That Allah has heard. In Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. But yeah, it is my Rabb. Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem. My Rabb who is so great. Yeah, now it is not our ihdinas sirat al mustaqim. Show us the straight path where we are with all. But yeah, now it's me, myself, and my Rabb. Only me and my Rabb. Allahu Akbar. What a great ni'mat, what a great favor of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So every sajda that we make and the whole of namaz, but let us focus a little on our ibadat. And don't just make it like a machine that we're just making our namaz, but let us try and focus on our namaz, focus on our ruku, on our sajda, everything. And especially when we are saying three times Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, then think that now I am the closest. Who I want to be, I should have to pay so much money to be close to somebody. I should have to take out so much time to go and be close to somebody. How many people travel continents to go and meet some buzurg? And then when they come there, buzurg is not present at the moment. Or he's gone out. Or perhaps he has passed away. So many people travel to meet other people. One person who traveled, who heard that a rich man is very generous and he helps out people very, very easily and greatly. When he went there, he found he passed away. He said, "Ya Allah, what, if I should have known this, I shouldn't have undertaken this journey. I spent so much money. I came here." He went back home. There somebody gave him money. And then he said to Ya Allah, "When it was written for me here at home, why did you let me travel till there? All the time, the money, etc. Allah Ta'ala put in his heart, then you should not have appreciated. Now you will appreciate." So when Allah Ta'ala is there for us, and Allah Ta'ala offers himself, and Allah, Allahu Akbar, like in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala from morning to night, Allah Ta'ala is present. And Allah is and the whole night, that Allah is asking us, that who is there who wants this? Who is there who wants that? So in namaz also, Allah is there in front of us, right in front of us. Many people have got this objection about our namaz, that we make namaz to nothing in front. There's no idol, there's no picture of anything, no frame of something. People who have got weak minds, they need something concrete in front of them in order to worship. But a person who, whom Allah has blessed with a strong mind, he goes beyond the visible and concrete thing, and he connects directly with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala gives us that opportunity to be there with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then to express, and who? Allahu Akbar. Allah taught us namaz. And namaz also, imagine if we had to work out and devise how to worship Allah Ta'ala. What new things we should have come about. Now, for example, when it was decided we should have adhan, the Sahaba, what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how to call people, how must the adhan be? Somebody suggested a fire be lit. Somebody suggested that bells be rung. Somebody suggested that drums be beaten. All different type of things. If namaz also, we were given a choice. What and what? For example, the hijrah date. For that also, when must the Islamic calendar, which year must it be that it starts in? There were different views also. The date when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born. The date that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam received the wahi, Quran, different dates. But then finally, the hijrah, which was the ideal. So namaz also, if they were all our opinion, how to make namaz, what we should have. We've got the perfect, and Jibreel alayhi salam came and taught Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam namaz, fully, properly, full namaz, Jibreel alayhi, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in taught the whole ummah. So we are given this great, great ibadah of namaz, and there is only one aspect which we have discussed. And that is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and to the closeness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And everyone wants to be very close to very great people. And the greatest of the great, of which there is no thani, no second. There is no second of Allah. The reason that there are few great people. The only Allah, nobody as great as Allah. And everyone, the poorest person, living in a jungle, living in a mountain, living wherever it can be, can also gain this closeness of Allah Ta'ala, and the greatest closeness, and you can feel that. What was now, mashallah, the Ash'ar also today were in the same strain and in the same way, that Qurbe Jalsa, that time and that closeness of Allah Ta'ala. So every sajda we can get there. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we work towards this and we make our namazes and this short life of ours, let us not waste it, let us prepare, may use it for what it is meant and for the everlasting life of the akhirah. That is what we have to work for. Unfortunately, by and large, we are all, our interest is this dunya, smart house, smart car. Just this point came to mind that If we compare ourselves with the Sahaba, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu conquered Makkah, Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, then his clothes had how many patches? All different riwayats, or how many patches? Today, any one of us who is the poorest, has any of our clothes got any one patch in it? Forget patch, we don't allow it to become even old. The people who wore patch clothes, they ruled over the world. And the people who wear all smart clothing, they are being ruled over. And you can forget, you can write it on your stomach and wipe it off with your kurta, that you are going to rule the world. It's out of the question. You are not prepared to wear. Each one of us, in our cupboards, there are those, that pair of shoes, that kurta, that we have, it's 2 years we bought it. Somebody gave it 3 years. We haven't worn it still. So when is the patching going to come? That is how a Muslim's life should have been. And who was this? Not an ordinary Sahabi. The Amirul Mu'mineen. And so many patches on his clothes. That is how he lived. So it's not that we have to live like that with patches, but at least that aspiration. But today our aspiration is to live like the Western, their norms, their fashion, their way of things, how they do things. Even our kurtas, we want to wear with the smart kurtas, who the people feel are smart. The simple kurta also, that is not acceptable to us. Our inside just doesn't accept it. We can't come to accept it. We can only accept that which is alien to Islam, or that which is Islamic. Today we can't accept that also. May Allah open, make lot of dua for our hidayat of the ummah. It is not a matter only of this, but a matter of the qabr and the akhirah. May Allah guide us all to righteousness. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله.